It seems that all coexisting majorities and minorities seem to have one thing in common, and that is that the socio-cultural dominance of the former group, the one with the more power, establishes their ideologies or their assumptions or beliefs and value system. This becomes the norm, and these norms are then regarded as being shared by everyone, and it's a part of the common sense. So if this is a common norm, and then in a newspaper text it's regarded as being the norm, then it expects everybody to think this is okay, and you need to be able to register and to think about language usage. Here's an example of language and ethnicity use. I've seen articles in Britain where it might say there was a mugging which took place, and an old lady was, her handbag was snatched and she was beaten. And then it will say, the last sentence, police are looking for two black men. And for me, this is a form of incitement, nothing else, an incitement to react racially. Because it would be different if the newspaper gave a description of these black men. For example, police are looking for two black men who were wearing and who were walking along the street, etc. But by just saying two black men, for me, I think, well, why say that? What is the purpose? And I think the purpose is to incite a form of racially motivated reaction.